Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joined now by Texans center Nick Martin. Nick Martin, Landry Locker, John Lopez, welcome to the show. We appreciate you for hopping on with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, Nick, let's talk about first, before we look forward, let's go back to your last year. I'm sure your ears have been burning all offseason because the talk of the town very rarely is the offensive line, but it's been the talk of the town all offseason. You got to surround Deshaun Watson. You got to improve the offensive line. From your perspective, how much of that are you buying, and what are you seeing happening?
Yeah, you know, we try to focus on us, try to get better each day. And honestly, it's just good to have everyone back in the building and working every day to start that process to get better.
What about some of the guys that you got coming back from injury this year? Rankin obviously missed the offseason last year, and Chantrell Henderson. Are these guys that we can count on to potentially be significant pieces on this offensive line?
Yeah, they're great. You know, again, like I said, just getting everyone together, watching film, lifting, running, getting into the football and the technique and the nitty-gritty and that really daily grind. You know, we love ball, and it's fun to get back into it.
How hard has it been for you as a center to play with so many different guys along that offensive line? Because you talk to NFL offensive linemen who've been in the league, and they talk about, you know, how you become a cohesive unit. But during your time here, it seems like it's just been a revolving door all around you. How hard is that as an offensive lineman?
Yeah, you know, like you said, cohesion is big for the offensive line. It really starts off the field. You know, we like to do dinners and just get out and have fun, and then that goes on the field. It really starts off the field. But, you know, with different guys coming in, that's just part of the job. You got to play, and when the game comes on, the lights come on, you got to be ready to go.
What were your marching orders for the offseason here? When you have your postseason meeting with your position coach or whomever it may be, what did they tell you individually? All right, this is what we need you to do, and this is what we want to come back as.
You know, again, it really starts by getting better. You got to dissect the film. You got to be honest with yourself. You got to be able to take, you know, constructive criticism and then work on that, especially in the offseason. With Mike Eubanks being our head strength coach, lifting and conditioning and getting stronger is a really big part of that. It starts there.
Talking to Texan center Nick Martin right here, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. We take these grades with a grain of salt, Pro Football Focus, but they had you ranked as the fifth best center in the division. Again, how would you assess your 2018 season?
You know, I've never actually looked at any of those websites before. You know, I thought it was a solid year. You know, good job finish off year three. But then again, we got to look at the film. You got to be honest with yourself. Nothing's ever perfect. There's always room to improve and really run game, pass game. And you kind of just choose out one thing to get better at each day.
What is the thing that you feel you need to most improve heading into 2019?
Again, you know, whatever team it is, the runner pass, you know, I got to work on my hands, keeping my head back in the run game, dissecting the defense, whether it's movement, getting up to the second level, and then just work on that.
All right, let's take it to the offense at large now, because in essence, this is really Deshaun Watson's second full season. You know, I know he had that great 2017, but he missed so much time. What are you seeing differently offensively?
You know, with Deshaun, it really starts with this poise and the confidence and his cool demeanor he has every play in every situation, and that gives confidence to all of us, mm-hmm. Especially the line and the whole offense and really the whole team.
What does it do for you when you see your quarterback, Deshaun, and we saw the report of him having to take a bus to Jacksonville last year. When you see a quarterback that you're basically in charge of protecting, when you see him do something like that, how much more does it just make you want to go to bat for him and protect him?
I mean, that's exactly what it does. Obviously, no matter who has the ball, we're going to finish to the echo of the whistle and do whatever we can to get that extra yard, let him hold on to that ball that extra second. But when you got a guy doing that, sacrificing – you know, his body, his time, it makes you want to fight to the end every play.
What about now? Let's get to the backfield with the running back situation. Lamar Miller had a good a good season. I know they wanted to get Deontay Foreman back. When you have that 1-2 punch, how much better does that make you guys?
It makes us, I mean, it's awesome. When you can get the ball, obviously Lamar coming off a Pro Bowl season, we love that. Deontay, again, what he can do. It's just fun blocking for those guys, and they fight for that, you know, that extra inch every play. When you see that, just like we do with Deshaun, it's awesome. It gives us confidence.
Justin Reed's talked about, you know, we've had him on the show a couple times. He's talked about just how valuable it was having a brother that was in the NFL. I know you get asked about your brother all the time, but how valuable was it to have a brother that was in the NFL that could maybe give you a head start and give you some tips heading into to have you better suited to be a professional?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it helped, you know, about 3 or 4 years ago when I was coming out of college and that whole process. And then it's honestly just really cool talking week to week, especially last year. You know, we obviously played the same divisions, and, you know, we could talk and he could talk about the guys he's played against and the guys I play 2 times a year, and both being offensive linemen. It was really cool to be able to talk that out. Obviously, we're both linemen and love football. So it's a cool experience.
From the center perspective, I'm guessing that what you really want, no matter how it shakes out, you just want the same 4 guys around you. That had to be, even though I know you know, they're your teammates and you like all the other offensive linemen, but it had to be a little bit difficult when, you know, there's different players coming in and out around you. Don't you want just those same 5 every week?
Yeah, you always want that cohesion. Like I said, that starts off the field, and we do stuff as an O-line. It's not 5 of us. You know, it's all 10, 15, you know, with the practice squad guys too when it gets into season. And you really build trust with everybody. So when you come in, I mean, the lights come on no matter who you're next to. You got to have that trust and you got to play ball.
This is a question I like to ask everybody because it's one of our biggest show disagreements. I'm assuming that offensive linemen like to eat a little bit. And our biggest show disagreement is what I like to do with my steak. And I'm almost scared of your reaction. What do you think of someone that would dip their steak in ranch dressing?
I'm not okay with that. I mean, I'm a ribeye cut, medium rare, no sauce, just
attaboy.
Just go bite.
You know why?
Bite,
because
bite.
That's what men do, right there. What you're talking about. That's what men do. And Landry puts ranch dressing on his steak. Hey, listen, it's the worst. It's the absolute worst.
Yeah, don't knock it till you try it, Nick. Don't knock it till you try it.
I can't do it.
All right, man. We appreciate your time. And look, we'll be in touch again, and we'll get you back on the show.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. All
Thank right. you very much. That's Texan starting center Nick Martin. And gosh, just a disgraceful final answer by your Texans
that was
starting
his most,
center.
That was his most adamant answer.
I almost felt like we should have just focused on life.
Should have led with the steak.
We should have just focused on pets and the steak. That should have been the lead. But Nick Martin, it's very that's a Bill O'Brien guy right there.
Oh yeah, good teammate.
That is a
hard worker.
That is the ultimate Bill O'Brien. That's the interview that if Bill O'Brien could script out every interview, he would want that Nick Martin interview. Was that too harsh asking about the Pro Football Focus grades?
No, you asked it the right way.
I mean, we've been. This is the thing.
It's like I asked him about his marching orders.
And this is the other thing. Like when you have guys on,
you got to ask them.
And if we've been talking about Nick Martin being the 5th highest rated center on Pro Football Focus. It's only right that we ask him. It's just like yesterday with Jonathan Joseph admitted that we've been hammering Aaron Colvin.
Right.
I just had to ask him about him. But, you know, he doesn't pay attention to that, and he doesn't put steak on ranch. But I will say this. I do wonder, because it seems like the last couple seasons when we've talked about Nick Martin, we've automatically assumed that Nick Martin is going to be the center, and then you got to fill in the other 4 spots. I don't know whether or not that's not going to be the case or not, because we've even heard Brian Gain, and this is J-Lo doing his investigative stuff, but it was strange. I know what he was trying to say when he talked about Rankin at the Combine, and he was talking about how he could probably snap the ball at center, but it was so random and so unsolicited.
Well, you don't say that for no reason, and that's the other reason that I said maybe the Texans, a crazy idea, might be moving Nick Martin and drafting a center, or at least drafting a center that in the future you could move him.
What if Nick Martin takes that next step, though, man? It's going to be interesting, because this is, as much as we talk about Deontay Foreman and we talk about, you know, his 3rd year, this is the year where Deontay needs to take that next step. If Nick Martin doesn't take a significant step, you know, this year in his 4th year or whatever it is, I don't know what kind of contract he's going to get, and I don't know what kind of contract you offer him. And it'll be also be interesting if they do draft a center, because you threw that out there in your eight wacky ideas. Mm-hmm. If Nick Martin goes to guard, and maybe he's a better guard than he was a center. But if he does go to guard, then that means that
what position does his brother play?
It's going to be a deep. Well, his brother plays guard. His brother's the highest paid guard in the league. He's the best. He's the best there is.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, Nick Martin. Thanks for hopping on. Thanks to Tashawn Gibson, right for hopping on right here at Sports Radio 610. Coming up next and around the NFL, Andrew Luck speaks on married life. Russell Wilson gets paid, and we'll know who the Texans are playing tomorrow. That's next.
Ah, big strong man, Max.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.